Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. We got fire now. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Just want to welcome everybody to our community outreach service. We're looking for a good time in the Lord. This time we're going to ask the Lighthouse Church of Bowden praise team to come up. We're going to get us started. Amen.
I need you. I need you. For nothing and no place, no one else will do. da 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 da.
Man, and we're going to turn it over to the Word of Hope praise team. We're going to come and minister. So I'll come on.
Worship with us tonight. Feel free to stand and lift your hands, whatever you feel like doing tonight.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you.
Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. For he is greater, he is stronger, he's the God of possible.
I pray for your healing, circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside will flee. Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, the restoration of faith. In Jesus' name.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
In this house, a child of God. Come on, give him praise in this place. If you're redeemed, amen. If you've been blood bought, redeemed of the Lord, let him give him praise. The Bible says, everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. If you're breathing tonight, you've got a right to praise the Lord. Amen. Give him praise. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Amen. I don't know about you, but this mic is loud, and amen, I'm good with that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So glad to have everybody. You may be seated. Amen. If you can, praise the Lord. So glad to have everybody. All the different churches. Amen. I want to welcome every one of them. I want to welcome myself in Word of Hope Pentecostal Church. Amen. Thank you. I want to say, Brother Dennis Agin and True Vine, we're glad to have you guys back with us. Amen. Amen. We've seen a beautiful presentation here from the Lighthouse Church in Bowden. And TJ, we're glad to have you guys with us. Amen. So glad to have my pastor, Pastor Rudy, hiding back there. Book of Acts Church across town. We're glad to have them with us tonight. Amen. So glad to have everybody. We're glad to be at the First Pentecostal. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. I want to say thank you to Pastor Eddie and the people here at the First Pentecostal Church for letting us host these here. We would have never got all these people in our sanctuary. Amen. And I'm just so thankful to have everybody here. Well, every one of these, this is our third one. Amen. We've enjoyed them. Amen. God has been good. And with every one of these, we are always supporting a ministry. None of the offerings or anything goes to any church, any minister. It always goes to a local ministry. We have been able to bless those ministries in many ways, and I thank God for the opportunity to do so. We have chosen for tonight's ministry Victory Valley Ranch, and they have a local store here in Villarreca. They have one in Dallas. There's a home in Dallas. And I could sit here and tell you everything I know about them, which wouldn't be very much. But there are some ladies here tonight who can tell you a great deal more about it than I can. And I am honored that they would come and share with us and give us the opportunity to sow into their ministry and what God's doing in their lives. So I want to invite those ladies to come, and you give them a hand as they come. Amen. They're going to take a little time here just a minute and tell you about what this is. And this is Michelle Boatwright. And we're so glad you got into contact with her. And she brought these ladies. And I think it's a tremendous thing that they're going to tell you firsthand what goes on over there. Amen. Give them another hand. Amen.
Yes. So my name is Michelle Boatwright, and I've been saved for 15 years. The Lord saved me in a jail cell. So I have jailhouse religion, but it's kept me straight and narrow for 15 years. So I told God, if you'll give me a second chance at life, I will serve you with everything in me. And he really took me up on that offer. So I've been the house director of we're a Christ-centered 12-month women's rehab where Christ is the center, because we know that without Christ, nothing else stands. So I could tell y'all about it too, but I chose to let these are just a few of the graduates that we could get here tonight to let you see just exactly what Victory Valley Rescue Ranch actually does.
Hey, I'm Lexi, and I'm 5 years clean and sober, and I'm coming into Victory Valley Rescue Ranch. I really didn't know anything before then. I had a life of nothing but using drugs, in and out of jail and prison, but Victory Valley Rescue Ranch was more like a home to me. Even growing up, I didn't have a home. I was very abused, and just going there and just feeling the love of Christ and just knowing that I am forgiven and I don't have to feel shameful for anything. That I don't have to feel shameful for anything that I did in my past. A lot of times people don't understand what addiction means, and there's a stigma on us because we leave our children behind. But until you walk in it and you know that your kids can't get you sober and they can't keep you sober, from my experience, Jesus is the only thing that has kept me sober.
My name is Roxanne. I'll have 3 years clean from alcohol and drugs in November. I got saved right before I entered Victory Valley Rescue Ranch in Douglas County Jail. Victory Valley changed my life. God is so good, and I can't tell you how blessed I am to go through this program. It's taught me more than about getting sober, but just how to live my life, how to be a productive citizen. Michelle has us get up at 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock, we do our Bible studies. We had to do journaling, and there's a lot of rules that go into being in this program, but they've saved my life, and I just want to thank Michelle for everything she's done for me.
My name is Tammy, and I have 3.5 years sober. I entered the program on March the 8th, 2019, graduated March the 8th, 2020. If it hadn't been for the program, I probably wouldn't be standing before you today, because when I entered the program, I was at rock bottom and ready just to end it all. So the program has taught me a lot. It's helped me with a closer relationship to Jesus, and I appreciate everything that Michelle has done for me and all the girls that were in the home with me. It's gave me back my life with my family and the people that love me. When I didn't love them, I turned my back on them. And if it wasn't for Jesus and this program, I probably wouldn't be standing here today.
Hi, my name is Carrie. I will be sober 2 years in April. I can't tell you how much Victory Valley has meant to me. Thank God for a Christ-centered rehab. I didn't know anything about rehabs, but I'm blessed to know Jesus and that he led me here to know what it was like to be here. I lost my son a couple years ago, and if it wasn't for these ladies and this program right here that brought me and helped me with the love of Jesus to bring me out of that, I can't say enough about how much this program really has changed my life, and I wouldn't be here today as well if it wasn't for the love of them and Michelle and just leading us and making it be tough on being tough on us. You know, we really needed that coming into this program, so I just want to thank you for that.
My name is Allison. I graduate this coming Sunday. I'm clean for 19 months. I was in deep, dark realms that human eyes should never see. Human trafficking to addiction. I've had, you know, my child die as well. But this program gave me a second chance, and it showed me I don't have to walk around in victim mentality and that be my story. What happened to me is not who I am. And that God and the victory that he's given me, these women have showed me how to live that and how to change my lifestyle and have a life to live for God and to give my story for his glory. So I thank y'all for giving me the opportunity, and thank y'all.
My name is Dovey Lowry. I came to Victory Valley almost 6 years ago. In the amount of time that I was there, the Lord restored my son to me, and now he's almost 20 years old, and he's lived with me ever since. The Lord gave back my nursing license through the help of Victory Valley Rescue Ranch. One thing I love about this program is that just because you reach your graduation date after a year, you don't necessarily have to leave the home immediately. I was still allowed to live there for an extra year and work in the thrift stores while the Lord opened up the doors to restore my nursing license. And so, you know, today I stand victorious with the Lord. I have a godly husband, and soon in January I'll start a nurse practitioner program. So through this program, it's a local ministry that I'm very thankful that y'all are willing to support, and you never know when it will be your daughter or your niece or your friend that needs to go. So thank you so much for your support. And I just wanted to say, as far as my past goes, that was before Jesus stepped in, erased all my past and cleansed all my sin. He brought the chains that once held me down. He set me free, and I'm no longer bound. I was past hope, that was before Jesus stepped in. So thank you so much for y'all's support.
Real glory. I don't know you, but that makes me want to shout. Give God a great big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Real glory. Real glory. Hallelujah. The days of deliverance is not over. time of miracles is not in the past. It's still in the future. Amen. Well, I was going to ask those seven. Isn't that remarkable that there's seven? Someone said that's God's perfect number. I don't know. But seven beautiful, delivered women. Glory! Woo! I love it when Satan is defeated, don't you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord. Have we got any glad people in the house tonight? Hallelujah. Got any saved people in the house? It ought to be one and the same. Glory to God. You may be seated unless you can't get to your billfold any other way. We love serving God and worshiping God, and we're so thankful for all of the churches that are represented here. One more hand clap for them. I appreciate them being here. It's an honor to have them. Man, we love them, each and every one. There's already a testimony given of where this money will be going to. And thank you, Brother Jason, for clarifying that. None of it goes to any of the churches. It all goes in its entirety to Victory Ranch. So not only does the proceeds here tonight go, but if you have anything at home and you want to get rid of it, take it down to their thrift store. And I understand a portion of the proceeds there go as well. So that's good to know. But tonight I want you to dig into your billfolds, your pocketbooks, your checkbooks, whatever it is. You can't outgive God. There is no way. You try it sometimes and see how much He will bless you. But I promise you, every bit of this money, every penny of it, will be going to Victory Ranch. So we're going to ask our ushers if they would come forward tonight. We're going to ask the Lord to bless this, to multiply it, and to meet every need that needs to be met. We heard seven wonderful testimonies. I'm certain that there's a lot more testimonies. Amen. Now listen, I love church, and I got pastors here tonight too, but don't get mad at me. But you know what? I'm glad you can get saved outside of church. I said I'm glad that God is mobile. I'm glad that He's ready when you're ready. Amen. And God bless the work that you are doing, Sister Michelle, and those that are a part of Victory Ranch. So let's just bow our heads at this time and we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful and we're so blessed, God, to be together, this wonderful group of people tonight. God, to hear these wonderful testimonies of deliverance. God, those who have been set free from addiction. Father, we thank you for their lives. We pray, God, that they will continue to be a blessing to others. We ask you now, God, to bless the proceeds, bless the offering tonight. God, just multiply it for your work and for the furtherment of the gospel of Christ. Father, I pray that you bless the giver and the non-giver as well. God, reach right to our hearts, Lord, of compassion, and help us give to this wonderful, wonderful benefit, Lord. And we'll give you praise, and we'll give you honor, and we'll give you glory, for we ask it in the precious, holy name of Jesus. Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Every shadow, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. I speak Jesus.
every stronghold shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like the fire. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Then I'll have no fears. Then I'll have no fear.
I've got one more minute to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm there through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. I've got one more mountain on the cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, but I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. But I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. I've got one more little cross. One more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. I've got one more mountain to cross. One more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. When I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm going through with 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 Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred head, holding to his nail-scarred head. One more mountain to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Come on, somebody worship. Give him praise in the house. Amen. Give him praise in the house. Come on. I dare you say, I'm going through in the name of Jesus. I'm going through in Jesus' name. I got one more river to cross. I got one more valley to climb. I'm out to climb. I come to tell somebody in the name of Jesus, tonight's your night. You're going to get your breakthrough. God's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free.
Somebody said, I come in bound. I tell you in Jesus' name, you're going out loosed. I don't know if my sermon's going to match the service, but we're going to do something. I'm going through in the name of Jesus. One more valley, Miss Shelby. One more mountain, honey. One more river. And then I'm coming through in the name of Jesus. In the name that's above every name. In the name that says every knee will bow and tongue confess. I'm going to get deliverance. I'm going to be set free. I'm coming out with my bones lifted.
troubles and trials. When my little arms fail, when I'm standing alone and the battle gets hard, I always do the best I can. I must have caused a million valleys and shed a million tears, but when I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fears. Then I'll have no fears.
Cause I've got one more little cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more valley with the devil, when I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nails for him.
There's been a lot of people talking about me since I walked this narrow way. It's just a little, little valley. I came through it when I heard it. I climbed a lot of high mountains, I crossed a lot of little streams. But when I see your door, cold and dark, that'll be the last for me. That'll be the last for me.
I've got one more waterfall, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through. I'm leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, adding to his little scarred head. Holding to his little scarred head. I've got one more little cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, when I know he'll understand. I'll go through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his little scarred head. Holding to his little scarred head. But I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Holding to his little scarred head. Holding to his little scarred head. I've got one more cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta get through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his little scarred head, holding to his little scarred head.
Come on and lift your hands towards heaven right now. Lord, I praise you. God, I praise you. That you are the Almighty, the Everlasting, Ancient of Days, one with all authority and power. Lord, I pray right now over this congregation. God, we may have come in with a fake smile on tonight, but reality of it is we're weighed down. God, we're praying for something. God, there's some of us in this house, Lord, tonight. If you don't move, it ain't going to be moved. If you don't touch, it won't be touched. We need the hand of God to bring us through that valley. Lord, we need the hand of God to give us the strength to climb that mountain. Lord, the river's going to overtake us if you're not with us. But you said you would bring us through the river and it would not overflow us. You would bring us through the fire and it would not consume us. I will not go any further. If you haven't realized this altar's open, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's open. If you need a touch, maybe you're suffering in your body, maybe you're suffering in your mind, maybe something's going on in your family, I want to encourage you to come to this altar. We can preach later, if the Lord permits. But deliverance can come tonight. Be obedient. Come on. Come on. Come on, preachers.
Just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just wanna speak the name of Jesus to every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is Jesus. Every shadow, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Every soul held captive by depression.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Every stronghold shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Your name is power.
shadows that lie above. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is love. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Just a second. Jesus said this: ask anything in my name and I will do it. Ask anything in my name and it shall be done. Sometimes we take him out of the equation of some of our circumstances and some of the things in our life. But you cannot take Jesus out of the equation. He is the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer for your healing. He is the answer for your provision. He is the answer for your deliverance. He is the answer for your children. He is the answer for your marriage. He is the answer for your ministry. You cannot take him out of the equation because he is the answer. He is the answer. Tonight, I want you to take whatever it is. I don't want you to give it to the Lord. I don't have to go around this building and prophesy to anybody, because I know we're all going through something. I could go up to Brother Eddie and I said, you've had it tough and you've had it rough and your feet are tired. And God told me that you were wore out this weekend. And I just knew that he was at Disney and I had nothing to do with it. And I could break it a prophecy to everybody in here and say, you're going through something. You've got some decisions to make. You're confused about some things. Somewhere in your body, something's ailing. And it would fit a great deal of people here. But that's not prophecy, that's life. That's life. I just want you to take that family and say, Jesus, I don't know what to do with them anymore, but I'm going to put them in your hand. Jesus, I don't carry my wallet to the pulpit. I don't carry my phone to the pulpit. Don't ask me why. My phone's full. My wallet's empty. But anyway. But if I had it, you got to take your finances and say, God, I'm handing these things to you. I'm taking my marriage. I'm handing it to Jesus. I'm taking my career. I'm handing it to Jesus. He is the answer. He is the answer. You'll never find a greater answer. Science does have the answer, Jesus. So as you sit back there tonight, and I understand if you're sitting back there because maybe you've never experienced this, maybe you have and you're just sitting back, you know what it is you need to hand to Jesus tonight. So before we go any further, I'm going to open this altar one more time. We're going to hand over some stuff, Brother Tony. My wife's probably going to hand over me. But we're going to hand some stuff over to the Lord. I want somebody to come to this altar and says, I can't take it no more. I got to hand it to the Lord. Come on.
Right now. Now we're going to lay it on right here. All the hurt, all the pain.
Our God is strong in battle. Our God can never fail. Through Him our chains are broken. In Him the sick are healed.
In the name of Jesus, giants are defeated. Every single mountain has to move. We're faithful to your promise. You finished what you started. There is none as powerful as you, Jesus. Setting a captive free. We are the church awaking, singing in victory. In the name of Jesus, giants are defeated. Every single mountain has to move. You're faithful to your promise. You finished what you started. There is none as powerful as you, Jesus. We lift it higher. We lift it higher. We lift the sound of your great name. Higher, be lifted higher, Lord.
mountain has to move. You're faithful to your promise. You finish what you started. There is none as powerful as you, Jesus. We lift it higher. We lift it higher. We lift the sound of your great name. We lift it higher. We lift it higher. Lord, we exalt you in our praise. We lift it higher. We lift it higher. Lord, with the sound of your great name. We lift it higher. We lift it higher. Lord, we exalt you in our praise. In the name of Jesus, giants are defeated. Every single mountain has to move. We're faithful to your promise. You finish what you started. There is none as powerful as you. In the name of Jesus, giants are defeated. Every single mountain has to move. You're faithful to your promise. You finish what you started. There is none as powerful as you, Jesus.
Don't stop, don't stop. Lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Come on, give it to the Lord tonight. Come on, lift him up. Yes, come on. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Woo! Somebody give him praise. Come on. Listen to me. Listen to me real quick. Jesus said this. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And it said if the preacher was lifted up. Didn't say if the church was lifted up. Didn't say if the religion or the organization was lifted up. He said, but if I be lifted up. Now we know he was talking about when he went to the cross, he could draw all men unto him through salvation because of what he did at the cross. It's exactly what he meant. But I believe if we can lift him up tonight, higher than the music, higher than the preaching, higher than the offering, something's going to change. Something's going to change. I want you tonight, if you can stand with me, and I'd ask you to stand. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven. Two reasons. I want you to. I'm going to give you a 15-minute sermon while you get your hands lifted up. We lift our hands because we want to give it to the Lord. Amen. I want you to think about this. But you also lift your hands because you want to receive from God too. Not only will we give him what it is we need to give him tonight, but we're going to receive tonight what we need to receive. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, lift him up. Go ahead and start praising him. Lord, we lift you up tonight. We lift you above all men. We lift you above organizations. We lift you above every person. But God, we lift you up that you may be drawn down to this place. God, draw us near unto you, Lord. God, I need a move of the Holy Ghost. I need the power of God in my life. I need the anointing of God. I got to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to see the Spirit of God fall. I want to see men and women delivered. I want to see healing take place. I want to see the power of God change someone's life. Heal right now, God. Move right now, God. But Lord, as we lift you up and we give you our burden, as we give you the difficulties of our life, God, we got a hand open to receive from you. We got a hand open to receive your blessings, to receive your power, to receive your anointing, to receive what it is. God, give us, my God. Look at me for 1 minute. Look at me just for 1 minute. Where do I go and when do I go? How do I do it? There's a decision to make by somebody. When, where, and how. God, I haven't got direction. I haven't heard from you. I haven't heard a direct word from you. And somebody in this house today is trying to figure out when, where, and how. And I'm coming to tell you right now, we need the leadership of the Lord, the guidance of us. He said in Proverbs, he said, trust not in your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. I come to tell somebody, stop trying to figure it out on your own and give it to the Lord. I doubt I'm going to preach, but I kind of feel like I'm going to. I mean, it's one of them things. Like I'm at a crossroads right now. I mean, where do I go? When do I go? And how am I going to do it? And you've been thinking it, and trying to just conjure it up in your mind: when, what, where, and how. And the Lord said, just trust in me. Just trust in me. And I come to tell somebody it's okay to go sometimes. I'm going to wind up standing on top of this pulpit before it's over with. I've done it before. Don't look so surprised. It's okay sometimes to go. And it's okay sometimes not to know which way to turn. That's why he tells us in Corinthians 5:7, says, walk by faith and not by sight. Trust in me. Trust in me. Then a second, trust in the Lord. Trust in God, because he's got it. I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you're going, but if you trust in the Lord, you'll wind up at the right place. I can't tell you when you're leaving, the date, the time, the hour. But I'll tell you this, if you trust in the Lord, he'll tell you the right time. And for those who have sat back and said, well, you know, they're going to get mad at me. Derek, I love you. You know I love you. I said, I've laid on my. I'm sorry to all you fellas. I'm. You know, I just realized I haven't sent out my devotional, have I? I'm sorry. You know I love you, but I've got to obey the Lord whether you like it or not. And if he gets upset with me because I obey the Lord, that's something between him and God. Because at the end of it all, when I stand before judgment, I'm not standing before Derek Bailey. I'm standing before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he's going to look at my deeds and he's going to get, I'm going to have account for what I did towards him and obeying him, not him. Don't know who that's for. Didn't charge you for it. So. But we got to put it in the hands of the Lord. Got to trust in the Lord. God is good. Amen. This is one of them things you don't know which way to go from here. But if I were to ask anybody, if I were to ask everybody who can step back, is that okay if I do that? I guess it is. I did it. I'm not telling you to go back to your seats. But if you want to do that, that's fine. But if I were to say tonight in this building of I don't know how many people, if somebody says, you know what, I'm at that crossroads. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what direction to take at this point, and I need the guidance of the Lord. How many would be honest and come forward and say, that's me, preacher? That's me, preacher. I would ask you to come and stand in front. I would ask you to come, make a bold statement to come and say, you know what, that's me. I need guidance from the Lord. I need direction from the Lord. Amen. I'm gonna have some time. I'm going to wait. I'm not going to rush this. I'm not going to rush this. If I could have the pastors, if I got all the pastors, can I get them on stage with me? Pastor Dennis, Pastor Eddie, Pastor Rudy, if you'll come. TJ. Is this all the people who say, you know what, I need to make a decision and I don't know how to make it. I need some direction and I don't know which way to go. Is this all the people? I'd venture say it's not. I'd just venture say these are the people that's boldly going to wind up stepping out. Come on, brother. Amen. Amen. Give him praise. Amen. Give him praise. Come on. Come on up here, brother. Stand right here. We're going to pray with you. Anybody else in this house, say, I need God to direct me. I need it. I need it. If I can get these pastors to come down, let's pray for these people. Just God, direct us. Guide us in our lives. Come on, let's lay hands and pray. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come in the name of Jesus.
sing around. Oh God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name. It changes everything. Oh God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my heart is in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. God, turn it around. 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 He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. All of my heart is in the name of Jesus. The breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. God, turn it around. 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 He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. It's in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on a name that changes everything. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All in my heart is in the name. The name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come. Come in the name. The name of Jesus. All of my heart is in the name. The name.
turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something. Right now, He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something. Right now, He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something. Right now, He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something. Right now, He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Right now, He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Right now, He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. It's in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. God, turn it around, God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know God can turn it around? Turn it around, God. These beautiful stories of these ladies is a story of God turning it around. Amen. Y'all can keep coming to the altar. Amen. We're going to believe God. But I want to tell you, whatever you're going through tonight, God can turn it around. Amen.
And turn this thing around. Oh God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my heart is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. Yeah.
God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
Can you hear me? Mama just brought this baby boy to us. There's something going on. They're going to a neurologist. Where'd Mama go? If there's anything in my heart, it's kids. I'll break the bank for babies. I'll break the bank for babies. Man, I'm still active in my youth group. They go bowling, I go bowling. They go skating, I sit on the sidelines. But that, my heart moved just now from what she told me. Do you believe God can turn it around?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe? Do you believe the Word of God says if bear one another's burdens? Do you believe the Word of God that says bind one together? I'm going to stand in the middle of this aisle. If you can get to me, if you can get this baby, let's lay hands. And let's believe God together. Amen. Amen.
And turn this thing around. Oh God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. Yeah. Oh God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name.
It's above every name. It's above every name. Every disease, every addiction, every circumstance. But His name's above every name. I don't feel appropriate to preach because I'd be here till about 9. Maybe some other time. We don't know. I brought this. I haven't used props since I was a youth pastor about 17 years ago. I tell people all the time I'm not intelligent anymore enough to use props. But I brought this. This is what we use when you when the ladies fall out at the church. We throw that over them. I was going to preach from John chapter 11, verse 44. And after Jesus had called Lazarus out of the grave, Lazarus came out bound, hand and foot, with the grave clothes and a napkin on his face. My sermon was going to be, it's time to get out of the grave clothes. It's time to get out of the grave clothes. I believe tonight we've changed, some of us have changed attire. Amen. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. I believe I could walk away from here tonight and say we've been in church. And we've experienced the move of God. He is able. He is able. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for everything you've done in this house. Every answered prayers, because I know that your promises are yes and amen. I know that you're faithful in what you said you will do. God, you're an almighty God who's more than able to turn it around. God, I thank you for everything we've done tonight in your name. Not in our own and not in our own ability, but in your name. God, I pray blessings upon each and every one of those who has come here and who has been a part of this service. God, we ask you to move in our lives, continue to bring deliverance, continue to heal, and continue to set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Before I leave, I do. Thank you, sir. Okay. Miss Michelle, if you will just come up here for just a second. I want to present Victory Valley Ranch with a check for $4,021.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yep.
One thing that I did forget to say is that we don't charge the women anything to come in, because by the time they are able to come in, but I'm so moved by this. And so we run solely on the thrift store. So 100% of our proceeds go to supporting the home. So I just want to thank y'all so much.
Somebody's got to take this microphone. Thank God that we're able to do what we do. This is why we do these. Amen. For God to move in more than one way. Amen. I want somebody just to give him praise and to give him honor. Amen. Would stay with me for another hour. Hey man, I got somebody in the back said, please God, get him off stage. I want you to go home. I want to challenge you to witness to somebody this week about the greatness of God and about the salvation in Jesus. Amen. God bless you.